It's Outside the Box, taxing your mind with unique ideas. Today's topic is taxing ourselves. Why do we have taxes? I think it's because there are many common needs we require as a society. So we ask everyone to pay for things like education, healthcare, retirement, development, and public services. There are various ways to tax ourselves for public services. Some taxes are based on people's income, some on assets and unearned income, and some on sales and consumption. The big dilemma is, should taxes be levied on an equal basis or on a scale depending on wealth or poverty? Put another way, should taxes be flat, about the same amount for each person, regardless of income, or progressive, based on ability to pay? That's the question author and economist Thomas Piketty answers in the large and wordy but very popular book, Capital in the 21st Century. Piketty looks at taxes from the viewpoint of reducing economic inequality. If we want everyone to have an adequate income, and very few wealthy people, the conclusion is simple. Make the wealthy pay more, and those with low incomes pay much less or none at all. No need to send the wealthy to concentration camps, re-education centers, or to death, the way some countries have done. No need to seize large fortunes or break them up. Just make the tax structure very progressive, so it isn't worth it, pardon the pun, for people to make a lot of money. Just put them in the top tax bracket. Our country provided the perfect example, at least from the 1940s through the 1970s, with a top tax rate of as high as 94% and always 70% or more. It was a great innovation. However, greater income equality took a hit when the top tax bracket dipped to less than 30% during the Ronald Reagan administration. Through the 70s, there wasn't a big incentive to make a fortune, since you couldn't keep most of it anyway. Besides, CEOs, popular entertainers, and sports stars got plenty of glory without needing to get paid millions. But since the 1980s, when tax rates on the wealthy went way down, income inequality has increased significantly. Piketty offers a second strategy for increasing income equality, a wealth tax. This would include a tax on interest, capital gains, and large estates, which we have now in the U.S. But it could also include a tax on assets, like property, credit union or bank accounts, yachts, stocks, and anything else that could yield profits. It's a tax on all assets. This tax would discourage people from simply hanging on to what they own and making money on them while doing nothing. It would increase economic activity and create greater transparency in the financial system. Those with wealth could not easily hide their assets in offshore accounts. It doesn't make sense to me that unearned income should be taxed at a lower percentage or not at all. That's how the 1%ers make most of their money and continue to be in the 1%. They're the ones who are really gaming the system. I'd advocate, and Piketty agrees, for raising taxes on profits like capital gains to a much higher level, and a 5 to 10% per year tax on all wealth. That's a tax system that would be good for everyone, not just the 1%ers. But here's the rub. Is there any chance these tax rate increases on both earned and unearned income will ever go into effect? In our current system, it will have to be passed by a Congress that contains a majority of millionaires. I'm not holding my breath. Do you think income tax rates for those with high incomes should be increased? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting those who have a lot to pay their fair share.